Can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Welcome to Podcast 80. It's fancy meeting you here.
I'm old.
All right. Let's make this a quick one, because I have a shit ton of shit to do. So, you know, short cast.
I'm an old man.
This is going to be kind of hard, then.
Because I have arbitrarily taken the number 80 to be my age. Even though it is the number of a podcast.
Imagine.
Alright, let's do it. Do it.
Just write a comic. Right off it. Give me one that's either complete or almost complete, because I really gotta power through this.
You're really burning through them.
Well, I'm in a...
Well, first of all, let's just get one thing figured out. There's no reason that you need to be clicking. You need to be talking, thinking, reflecting. Composing.
God. Damn it.
Deconstructing.
Fuck.
Reconstructing. Not clicking. Never clicking. Stop it. You don't know... See, if you edited one podcast, you would realize that basically half of the audio from your end of the call is just filler. It's just garbage that I have to filter out.
Word.
So, I don't know. Could probably stand to be a little bit thoughtful about that.
Nah.
About the whole...
No, that's cool.
Whole thing there.
I think you should suffer.
Okay.
For what you have done.
So you don't want to hear... You don't want to hear any of my funny anecdotes or... stories or
I really don't have time. I'm serious. Like, I have to spend the whole day studying for my midterm, and then I have tomorrow I'm in the art studio the whole day, so I have no time.
Well,
I already have to spend 3 hours today watching a movie because it's required.
I'm not giving you another four. You wasted your four privileges. You don't get 3 fours in a row.
We didn't do 3 fours in a row.
Yeah, this would be the third.
We did two in a row.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, we didn't.
I'm pretty sure we did one.
Yeah. But you're getting a three.
Because I seem to remember...
You don't get 2 fours in a row.
The last comic... Oh, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
I fucking... Oh no. My friend Henry just sent me a text. Memphis in my friend's room playing LOL, so prepare for editing. If he starts being loud, I'm gonna get up and tell him to shut the fuck up.
Good gorgeous god.
Motherfucker gets so into it.
Okay, well, this will be a fun social media experiment on the internet.
Yeah.
We got a loud person playing an MMO. He's going to be interfering with some sort of podcast.
It's
going to be
yeah.
intertwined. I don't care. Intertwixt, betwixt, if you will. There will be interplay. Interplay within the game and his loud voice and the podcast and us and the comic writing. There's going to be a lot going on in this episode.
Word.
It's going to be a long episode.
I see what you're trying to do. And I'm not going to be party to it.
Okay.
So, it was brought to my attention that your arm looks weird in the new comic. And I did... Notice that. That's true.
Or...
Looks a little weird.
To quote, funky as shit.
It is funky as shit.
Yeah.
Your forearm is a little bit too short.
I'm also not entirely sure why you completely redrew me if you were gonna... And then just put me in the same exact pose.
Because it's boring if I just leave it.
Yeah, but why not just have me in a different pose? As long as you're going through the trouble of redrawing me anyway.
Because I didn't think that you should have been moving a lot. I didn't think that you should move. It didn't seem right.
Yeah. Okay.
No, like, seriously. Like, I didn't want it to seem like time had passed. I thought, I feel like you should have just been, like, saying this right away. So, that's why.
I mean, I'm not really saying it to you.
So. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Anyway. Just, it's a creative choice. You drew it?
Yeah.
I wrote it. So.
Good going.
Alright, so you want an idea, don't you? You want to get on with it?
I am trying to get on with it. It's hard, because, like, I have things I'd like to talk about, but I can't spend any time on this.
Save them up. Stop clicking. Yeah.
I mean, it's... Yeah.
Don't click.
Okay. Let's write a comic.
Alright. So I guess you want to draw one that's not very involved, either, also, as well.
Yeah, I mean... As far as not being too involved, the comics generally take the same amount of time to draw, so as long as it's not something that's, like, a really, like, complex visual thing or, like, has a visual punch that needs to be rendered well, something simple would probably be a good idea.
Okay. I won't make you draw a corpse.
Okay, good.
What comic are we doing?
Super Brush Brothers?
What number?
Oh, good question.
Creeping in.
We're close to...
87?
It shouldn't be that hard for us to figure out.
87.
Yeah, I was literally trying to add 68 plus 18 and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I did it.
Okay. 87.
Imagine when we get to year 3, we're going to have to add 3 numbers together.
Or I could just go into my fucking folder and look at the number.
Yeah. That would take slightly longer.
Yeah. What you got? Hit me with your best shot. Oh. Fire away.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just going to continue with 80s rock until you hit me with your best shot.
I mean, I don't think you can think of another song that is apropos.
Well, I'll think about that while you think about what comic you're going to pick.
Yeah, let's just do this one. I feel like I'm really going through all these ideas.
What, all the fours?
No, it's a 3, but it's like a 3.4.
Cool.
See, it's got the 4 in the decimal spot.
I mean, if you think about it this way, next time I can do a 1 because I'm going to be home for break.
I don't think you want to do a 1.
Probably not. Probably a 2. I don't think I ever want to do a 1.
Someday. Well, there's more. There's the most ones.
I feel like a 1 is just like some fucking back burner terrible idea that you had, and it's like 3 words. So that's not where I want
to
go.
No, it's just like, you remember I used to have that list of concepts. I just made those all 1s.
Right. Okay. Do it.
Do it. Okay, I'm gonna do it. You ready?
Yeah.
I have to find it again. I went off it.
Oh, god damn it.
Alright, so this comic, if you can call it a comic, it's more of an idea for a comic.
Okay.
I'm pontificating about whether I'm a bad person or just a terrible person.
Uh-huh.
So I say that to you. And then in panel 2, you say, well, how about I give this baby here a good old Toski, and we'll see if you catch it or not. And you're, like, holding a baby.
Uh-huh.
And I say, hep, hep, hep. What's the one rule I asked be followed under this roof? And then in panel 3, you see that there's, like, on the wall, it says rules, and it just says, number 1, Eli, stop throwing babies.
I like it. I don't know if anybody else will. That's always the issue. Because I sometimes feel like we're just crazy.
I think I think there's another one I liked also a lot. So.
This is another one you liked?
Yeah, I like this one.
Do you want to try and flesh it out a little bit? Maybe.
Yeah, I also, I have 2 possible lines that you could say in 3 after that. You could say, like, stupid rule, or, you never let me have any fun.
Wait, Am I already holding the baby in one?
No, I think that's in two. You like, maybe you're holding it in one, but like in two, you like lift it up by its leg or something.
I like that I also just inexplicably have a child.
Yeah.
What's the baby looking like? Is he like crying or is he like...
I think the baby's content.
Okay.
Like nonsensically so. No baby.
What if he's like actively pretty happy? And like I'm about to throw him.
No, that's distracting.
Okay. I guess so.
Hey. Who's the mastermind? Done masterminding all these ideas.
Clearly not you, because you get distracted by happy babies.
I mean, it's discomforting.
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to be happy. Fucking babies.
So do you like one of those lines for you?
Good old Tosky. I do like... Oh. I think You Never Let Me Have Any Fun is pretty cliched.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we could probably write something better than either of these lines.
Yeah, they're both fairly... what you would expect. So the trick is to make something that they wouldn't expect.
Yeah, I wrote that when I was young and foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that I'd be saying... I was wondering about how selfish I am or how much of a bad person I am? I think selfish might be better.
I think selfish is better, yeah.
More specific?
It's more specific, it's funnier.
Do you like that I would say, I'm wondering if I'm pretty selfish or just really selfish? Like, say I'm in the wrong order.
No, I like just pretty selfish. I think that's pretty good.
But that's like normal.
That's fine. It's a funny line. It doesn't need to be weird language. You always want to make things weird. It's good.
Well, what if I said, or just really selfish?
Wait, what is it? What's the whole line you're trying to change it to?
Just switching really and pretty.
No, I don't like that.
It doesn't make sense, though.
That's the point. And that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. I don't like that.
Hmm.
Why would you want to change it to something that doesn't make sense?
Because
you're muddling the joke. In that case,
you say
it's just yeah. I don't think it's a good idea. That's just changing it for the sake of changing it.
Well, no, it's changing it so that doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah, it's bad. That's a bad thing. I don't. There's a disconnect here. Yeah. You seem to want things to not make sense.
It's a very subjective matter. Contingents.
Let's not get all philosophical here.
Okay.
We're leaving it as is.
I'm just saying, there are various things.
There are various things. That's true. On that, I will make a concession.
Do you like that you would say this old baby, too? Like, you repeat the old?
I guess. Yeah, good old Tosky is good. That's fine. Okay, yeah, everything's fine except for... three, if you want.
Yeah.
What if, like, my reaction is that I had misunderstood the rule somehow? I'm trying to think of how I could misunderstand that.
You could just say, oh, throwing them.
There's so many ways you could take that wrong.
But if you take it the wrong, way, that's on you.
That's on you, yeah. That's what I like about it. Yeah, oh, throwing, and like throwing is in italics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's funny. See, there we go. We worked together and we came to something.
Did we work together?
Yeah. Trying to take all the credit?
What'd you do?
I said, what if I misunderstand the rule somehow?
Oh, right.
That's how
right.
You got there,
oh.
Asshole.
Okay.
Fucking Jacob Brophy show with Jacob Brophy and not his brother.
No, I just forgot the...
The instigator?
I forgot the events.
And so I'm lucky I said something. I didn't want you to, you know, for the rest of your life, take credit for that line.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I take credit.
Take credit for all the good jokes in this comic.
I take credit.
Even though I come up with some of them.
Put it in my bank. Makes me feel good. Should I have a little bit more to say in one? Maybe something funny? Some sort of funny...
I think it's fine. Simple, you know. It's good.
I could say something like...
Oh, throwing them. For some reason, the tone isn't coming across right and free for me. I don't know why.
Throwing them.
Hmm.
Maybe it's because it seems weird that... I feel like it would read better if I told you the rule. I don't know. Like, maybe...
Maybe I have to be looking at the.
Yeah, if you're looking at the sign, it might be better.
Yeah, that's the only way it works for me. Otherwise, it's just like this. It's this picture of this sign and then this line that kind of.
Yeah, you definitely have to.
It doesn't really make sense.
You have to have just read it.
Yeah.
Should we have some sort of thing that explains what prompted this journey of self-discovery for me?
No. I don't think you need that much background information. I
could just say something as simple as like, so I'm definitely not a good person.
Yeah.
But I'm having a hard time determining.
Yeah, that could work. Do you want maybe panel one, do you want to have it be both of us or just you? Because if it was just you, it could be like, you're kind of like introspective, like you're thinking. And then I'm kind of there in two.
I'm trying to think of whether it's funnier for you just to appear with a baby or for you to have had the baby all along. Because they're both funny.
Yeah.
I think. They're both like...
Because the issue is, there's two different jokes here. One is that it's a reveal in two that I'm standing there with a baby all of a sudden. If we have it in both panels, then it's a joke that...
You pull this baby out of nowhere.
I'm for some reason just carrying a baby around. Like, I'm ready to throw them at any minute.
They're both funny for different reasons. Not sure which I like better. I think I'm semi-ambivalent.
I think...
Semi-ambivalent, as opposed to wholeheartedly ambivalent.
I'm ambivalently ambivalent. I think I'm leaning towards the reveal in two. I think that's a little bit sharper.
You in one, you're saying?
Yeah.
Both of them are a reveal.
I'm saying you're introspecting in one, and in two, it's the reveal of me being there with a baby. I think that's sharper. It's got more...
What if I add this word? Like that.
Yeah.
I changed if to whether or not.
I liked it the other way.
Really?
I don't know. I think it's cleaner the other way.
Okay. You have a lot of ideas about how things should be.
I mean, it just that to me, it's once again, it's adding extra words in there that don't need to be there, and it's cleaner. The language is cleaner the other way. I like this better. It's the art of language, the art of syntax.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I think this is a good comic. Very solid.
Solid and yet firm.
Wait, my line isn't a question.
Yeah.
No?
How about it?
And we'll see if you catch it.
How about it?
I give this baby... Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
That's weird. It's a sentence and a...
It is a question, because the question is not whether or not you're going to catch the baby. It's how about this?
Yeah.
Like, I'm asking you if you'll do this.
I think the question overrides the statement.
Yeah, it does. It's a question. I was wrong. Okay. Anything else? Is that good?
We could add a clown.
Listen, you always want to put clowns in comics, clowns being shot or raped. I don't... Just, you're always trying to wedge them in, and I don't understand it.
I think if we ever decide to quit, we go out with the clown rape.
Yeah, I could definitely see doing that. Go out on top.
Yeah. I can still see that in my mind, and it's a funny comic.
It's just fucking dark.
I don't have the balls to make it.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, but you don't,
listen to a different podcast.
So go find the podcast where we talk about clown rape. Good luck.
Speaking of which, did we get any emails about your thing?
No.
Okay, nobody cares. Excellent.
Nobody cares.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's kind of funny. A girl who I am in contact with periodically, she was curious as to whether that the comic about me getting a text, cancellation text for a date,
there was more to that sentence.
Yeah, there is. I just wanted to make sure you were with me because I didn't want to have to start that monster over again.
Yeah, I do lose my attention. That's you were not wrong.
She was really curious as to whether the comic was about her, whether it was her text that spurned.
It's just about every woman ever.
No, it was in large part about her, but the specific incident was a different girl.
Oh, okay. She's done that to you before?
Oh, so many times.
Wait, but you still talk to her?
Yeah, because she's the one person who it's not a pretense for not wanting to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? Like,
yeah, she's just flaky.
She cancels because she's unreliable. She doesn't cancel because if you're listening to this, hey, what's up?
So she saw through the veil of it being me in the comic and not you. She was able to decipher that.
Yeah, also, I don't know if you remember the fact that my news post said, who is this comic really about? As if there's like more than, more than one person aside from you that it could have been.
Yeah.
She listened. That was the first podcast she like really listened to.
Oh, I'm sorry. My condolences.
She said she enjoyed it, but I think she was just lying.
Yeah. It's weird. People I know listen to this and they say our banter is really funny and, you know, I don't get it. But I guess that's because I've lived with you my whole life, so I'm just completely immune to it being funny. But, you know, other people are going to enjoy it.
I have to admit, I find it funnier when I listen to it than when I live it. Because
yeah, absolutely.
When I'm not in my own head, I can appreciate how zany I am. It's like, oh, look at the zany.
Yeah, it's the same for me. When I listen to it, I generally am not laughing a lot, but like a couple times there'll be something that one of us...
Sometimes you get got.
And I'm just like, I'm cracking up. Like, that's good.
And it's like, I should not be. I feel like such a jackass.
Oh, it's... I told you about like the most masturbatory thing I've ever done, which was that I was like listening... and laughing at my own podcast while I was, like, drawing a comic of myself drawing a comic. It was just like, ugh.
But, no, I think the saving grace is that I think that most entrepreneurs, I'll call us.
It really rolls off the tongue.
I think that most of...
Complex.
I'll say us. Most of us do listen to our own podcasts and appreciate it.
Well, for me, it's like I gotta at least be aware of what I'm creating, and that's a lot of my justification for listening to myself talk, is that I feel like I have to be filtering, even though I don't do anything to change it. I have to be aware of what I'm making so that I know, you know, gotta give that a stamp of approval.
I have been listening to the Paul F. Tompkins podcast.
Uh huh.
The Pod F. Tomcast.
Okay. Who is that?
He's a comedian, and it's very funny. He's kind of like the master, as far as I can tell, of stream of consciousness, rambling, and riffing humor. Like, mm-hmm. He just talks and talks, and he goes off on tangents. And
wait, is it a solo podcast?
He basically, he does solo narrations to string together the different, like, sketches, the pre-recorded stuff.
Oh, okay.
But I've never heard a solo comedian be able to pull off a podcast, the podcast format, before.
Yeah.
But he's able to do it.
Wow.
So it's pretty miraculous. And he laughs at his own jokes while he's telling them. And he admits that he listens to his own podcast and laughs at himself more after the fact. So that made me feel somewhat better.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this guy is actually, he's kind of a pro.
And yeah, and Travis said he was listening to My brother and me with his girlfriend in the car, and it was like, hey, baby, look how awesome I am.
I wouldn't do that if I were him. Just, like, based on some of the things that he says in that show. They're so deeply...
He always says the worst thing.
Deeply personal and deeply embarrassing almost every time. Yeah,
and deeply inappropriate. If you're listening, Travis, good job. You're not listening, but we love you anyway. I have not had any time to listen to or watch podcasts, but yeah. I should probably try and do that. I'm not listening to Oh Yeah Dude because I'm terrified of how much of that I have to listen to.
Just take it as an infinite supply and know that, at least to me...
But, like, I want to get current and stuff because they reference pop culture, so, like, I want to be up to date.
Yeah, but it's the pop culture, in Oh Yeah Dude at least, the pop culture stuff they reference... It's usually a little bit under the radar stuff. Like, they talk about wacky stuff, wacky news.
Yeah, laughing and slapping.
And the progression of their running jokes is usually, I think, more important.
Yeah.
Than what they're actually talking about.
Yeah.
So, just know that I think that Oh Yeah Dude, after 300 episodes, has not diminished. In the fact that it's still, I find it very, very funny.
Yeah.
So.
Just because of Seth.
I mean, they're
like, both really fun.
I think Jonathan, you can tell.
Jonathan can be a fucking idiot sometimes.
Yeah, but you can feel his evolution throughout the course of the show. Like, he evolves as a person, which is very interesting, I think. Yeah. He becomes funnier and more mature, from what I can tell, over the course of the podcast.
I do love his angsty Rasta teenage poetry.
Yes, yeah, it's good.
That's incredible. Anyway, there's your podcast recommendations, people. If you haven't heard us, and we say this enough, oh yeah, dude, my brother and me. Check out You Look Nice Today. It's over, but...
They just released a new episode.
They did?
Yes.
Oh, damn. I'm so excited to listen to that.
Yep.
That is my favorite podcast. Probably my favorite podcast. Like, I love my brother and me and stuff, but You Look Nice Today just gets me every time.
Yeah.
It's so fucking brilliant.
I mean, I don't... It's just another episode. Like, there's nothing special about it since it's been a year in the making. Like, it's just another episode, but it's still...
But, like, I crave it. I've listened to the whole series a couple of times now, and
it's quite
I love it.
It's on point.
Yeah.
I would say that if you're listening to the sound of my voice, if it's caressing your sweet drums...
Sweet ear holes.
I would just give us an iTunes review. I would follow us on Twitter. I would join our Facebook group.
We have like a paltry like 28 followers on Twitter. I had more followers on my personal Twitter account a couple of years ago than the comic has. I'm not famous. I shouldn't have this many followers. Get your friends.
I just have to be clear on this. 28 is a comically low number. It's
comically low.
Comically low.
That is, it's like hilariously low.
Which I guess is good.
So many people who don't really contribute shit have like many more subscribers than we do.
No,
I don't know what.
Most like people who are just like chilling, like you make an account and all your friends follow you and you have 45 followers.
Yeah.
28 is like... hilarious. Which I guess is good because we're a comedy outfit.
I mean, so is our like 59 Facebook viewers, like,
and our one iTunes review.
Silly. And also our Facebook following is really like the same as our Twitter following if you take away all the people we actually know.
Yeah. Yeah. And our Twitter following, if you take away all the people we know, is
3.
Yeah.
Tweet blast us, guys. Your fan base,
listen,
you're not even listening to this. That's the problem. We gotta get the word out and people,
honestly, I don't give a flying fuck if you do the social networking shit. It's all bullshit. You know it. I know it.
No, it's not. That's how we get the money.
Yeah, okay. Well,
why are you saying it's bullshit? We gotta make the scrillions.
Listen, I was trying to bargain.
You're trying to...
You didn't hear the other part of the bargain.
Started going into hipster territory there.
I'm saying...
You're getting about the
listen,
money.
Listen, I'm trying to do carrot and stick here. You can fuck the social network. Literally, if you're into that. Just share the comic with your friends. Take one that you like. One that you've connected to personally on an emotional, deep level. Hey, share it.
Next time your friend's not in the room, instead of putting Goatsy on a screen, put a Super Brophy Brothers comic strip on the screen. He'll enjoy it. Instead of being grossed, like severely grossed, he will enjoy a funny comic strip. Pay it forward.
It's entirely possible that he will be grossed out by your funky as shit arms. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not as gross as Goatsy.
That's the risk you take.
I talk from personal experience, by the way, because my computer here is hooked up to a TV, and there's always people in here, so every time I leave, they change my desktop to something. Like, last time it was Reggie's face with My Body is Ready. So, you know.
Your body is ready?
You've never seen that? It's Reggie's, like, creepy face, and then under it just says, My Body is Ready.
All right. Okay.
It's probably the best meme. Like, I'm not a huge fan of memes. That's probably the best meme.
All right, live blog my reaction. Let's do it.
Okay, just search it into Google. Image Google.
Okay. I'm looking at it.
He just looks like such a doof. It just gets me.
I don't... Hmm. Hmm.
You enjoying it?
I'm just taking it in. It's very close in. It's cropped. Let's say it's cropped.
It's very close in. It's very friendly.
It's intimate.
Yes. No, we said that at the same time.
Which is intimate. All right.
Where are them titties at?
Wait, hold up. Hold on. I don't think you need to do that every time.
That's our ending phrase.
You know what? Don't get it so entrenched.
We always get bogged down with our endings. We don't know how to end a podcast. We don't know how to stop.
Everything is fleeting. You have to learn.
It's a signal.
To embrace the dynamism.
Listen. No. Okay? We gotta have our sign off. That's what every famous podcaster has, is a sign off.
You can sign off, but I'm gonna ramble. I'm gonna say things.
Do you want me to hang out and you can just talk to them?
I don't think I can. I think it ends it.
I mean, yeah. We both can't speak on our own, so.
I'd like to impart some wisdom.
Alright. This should be rich.
You know what? Next time you get Chinese food and the lady asks you if you want duck sauce and soy sauce, just say no. You have like 100 of those packets in your drawer. Just use them. What are you saving them up for? You're an idiot.
Have them in your desk.
So, yeah, you know what?
I did the same thing.
What, you think that the more you get, you think it's going to pay off?
Filled with soy sauce. At some
point in the future? Just give it a rest.
Yeah.
Give it a rest.
What are you saving all that soy sauce for? You don't even like soy sauce that much.
That's all. Just, you know, take that with you and prosper.
Yes.
Farewell.
Bye-bye.